Among the well-known names on the Dirty Dozen list again this year are Amazon, Chromebook, Netflix, Wish, Reddit, and Twitter. And the director of the Christian Action League of Minnesota, Ann Redding, explains some of the criteria for the NCSE to add a corporation to the list.
They are reaping billions of dollars because porn brings in more money than all the sports industries combined. And they have to also have contacted the entity to request that they make changes, and when they have not, that also gets them on the list.
In other words, those on the Dirty Dozen list are profiting in some way from pornography or sexual exploitation, and unbelievably, one of those on the list is EBSCO Information Services, which is a leading provider of online learning resources for schools and libraries.
It often has children coming across hardcore porn or porn or materials that are definitely not what you want your child to be seeing at school or at a library that you thought you could trust. National Center on Sexual Exploitation has been a pioneer with their Safe Schools, Safe Libraries program. And I would encourage all of your listeners to go to endsexualexploitation.org. And then they can just plug in Safe Schools, Safe Libraries, or Dirty Dozen list.
As a parent, you'll want to make sure your children's school computers are filtered and protected from EBSCO's online learning programs that often link to graphic sexual content or even prostitution. Again, to see the Dirty Dozen list or learn more, visit endsexualexploitation.org. Reporting for Kinship Christian Radio News, I'm Jay Rudolph.